This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're on Get Serial 90.7 with Tal, Caleb and Stefan, and we're joined in the studio by Mikey. Mikey Halcrow, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Bright and early on a Monday morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you in here.
What other place would you want to be on a Monday
morning? Nowhere else.
All right, so you're here because you've got a production called The Untold Story of Donald O'Connor, and you play the title character.
I do, indeed.
Can you please tell us about this cabaret show?
Basically, it's a cabaret I wrote in my final year at uni when I was kind of getting a bit bored with my course and wanted to kind of get creative. And it's just kind of about this Hollywood star that no one knows about, Donald O'Connor. So he's done more movies than Gene Kelly and kind of starred along all these famous people and just done amazing stuff, but no one knows who he is. So I just kind of wanted to put him in the limelight and go, everyone just know who he is.
Yeah, I mean, until I sort of researched him last night, I didn't really know who he was. And how did you come across Donald O'Connor?
I actually did a show, another show that someone kind of said, you look like Donald O'Connor. And I was like, well, I have no idea who that is. And then I did the same thing and went back and researched. And then, I mean, most people know him as a guy from Singing in the Rain that did Make Him Laugh, which is like that iconic number that won him a Golden Globe for that one.
Yeah.
But he's done like so much more. And then the more I researched, the more I was like, this guy's just incredible. And everyone I talked to was like, I have no idea who he is. So then that just kind of spurred the work to make this really cool show.
Totally under the radar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you had a successful premiere in Perth at Fringe World. So how successful was it? Just how, was everyone cheering? How was it?
Oh,
were you nervous?
Yes. I mean, great response from the audience. It was kind of like my out-of-town tryout that most musicals do. So I could have it in Perth, and then if it kind of flopped, no one would know about it, which is a really good idea.
So the fact that we're hearing about it definitely didn't flop.
Exactly.
Yeah. Successful.
It sold really well and got a great response, and I kind of just decided that now's time for Melbourne to see it. Now it's finally had its legs and been practiced.
So cool.
Are you a Melbourne boy yourself?
Actually from Sydney originally, but okay. I decided that Melbourne's kind of like my home base now from uni because it's just where all the arts and culture is really.
Yeah. You know it. Get serious, especially.
Good answer. There you go, see.
Is there any kind of people that are in the industry nowadays that you could say are a little bit like Donald O'Connor or maybe the modern day Donald O'Connor?
Oh, I wish I could. I feel like that golden age of like Hollywood movies is kind of like been and gone away because I saw La La Land and I won't comment on La La Land.
You like it?
No, I was one of those anti.
Damn.
I know, but I mean, oh, I wish there was, but this kind of era is something that you just can't really compare to the modern age because we just don't create it like we do anymore. There were hundreds of musicals made every year on film, and now we get maybe one a year if we're lucky.
And also, it's a very retrospective look at kind of things. It's something that, you know, posthumously, it's easy to look back and go, oh yeah, no, they did some pretty amazing stuff. Is he still alive?
No, he passed away early 2000s.
Okay. Well, it's a good way to honour his memory. You've been dancing since you were 4 years old.
Yeah,
very young. I also started dancing at 4 years old.
Oh yeah, okay.
Didn't stick it out like you did. It seems I started off doing like ballet and jazz.
Ballet
that kind of stuff. Yeah.
See, I'm looking at you now, and I just can't imagine you doing ballet.
No,
this is new news to me. I've
yeah,
for
it's
seven
not
years,
something but... I bring up very often, but I feel like I'm comfortable enough. On
it's a beautiful moment. It's great.
Yeah. What kind of dancing did you start out doing?
I started out doing like the main three, same as you probably said, like jazz, ballet, tap.
Yeah,
and then from there, I just kind of, whatever came up, I did. So I did some Irish for a while and a bit of lyrical and contemporary. Kind of like whatever I saw, I just gave it a go.
Yeah, nice.
Did you move on to something like more intimate and more classical, like say the Melbourne Shuffle or the Dab or that kind of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. Like, give me a go, I'll try it all out. I mean, I hear you, have you danced a bit in your life as well?
No, I haven't really danced much myself. I do the good old Peter Garrett Midnight Oil. How about you, Mike? You got your Peter Garrett Midnight Oil on?
Oh, look, I can give it a red hot go. I'll do it with you guys in the studio. If there's a camera, you could probably see me.
Yeah,
if you hear laughter, you're probably seeing me doing it right now.
Absolutely. How do you get into character for good old Donnie, for Donnie O'Connor?
I mean, he's just like a slapstick crazy comedian. So to be honest, like the more I fall and trip and injure myself and act like an idiot, the more I'm Donald O'Connor, really. So it's kind of like it's kind of like that like manic midnight person that goes a little loopy. That's Donald O'Connor every day. So I kind of get to that point just by going into that crazy place in my brain and then going, all right, cool, well, there's no limits, just do what you want, really.
It's such a fun type of comedy that you don't really see as much anymore, you know, especially, you know, when there was the advent of the silent cinema. Silent films and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Charlie Chaplin, all that kind of physical comedy. Slapstick was so funny back then.
Exactly.
People get a little bit bored with it these days, but to see it on stage would be really cool, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It's cool to kind of bring... I'm kind of... A lot of his really well-known numbers, I'm trying to recreate my own way on stage. stage, which is really hard to do, I realise, because he probably took a couple of takes to get it done.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to achieve it in one, which is always a bit of a challenge. But it's really cool to kind of, like, delve into those old styles and just revisit them and relearn what people used to do back then.
Totally.
Awesome. Now, what's next for you after the show has completed?
Probably touring, maybe more of the Fringe circuit, so Adelaide Fringe and
couple of small theaters. So keep the show going as many places as you can.
Yeah, keep spreading the word.
Fantastic. Awesome. Well, the Melbourne premiere will be at the Butterfly Club for five nights, at August 23rd until August 27th. Now, speaking of Midnight Oil, we'll be getting the dance on Kosciuszko by Midnight Oil. Get that dance going. Thank you so much for joining us, Mikey.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Go Mikey. See that show,
Make
everyone.
Make sure you go and check out the show, guys.
Yeah, the Untold Story of Donald O'Connor.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.